This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. As this month's shows mark 4 years since I started making Looking Up episodes, I thought today I'd do something a little different than I've done the past couple of hundred times. I've always told you about great things at which to look up, so today I'm going to cut you some slack and tell you about a constellation you really don't need to look at, even if you can find it, the truly forgettable constellation of sextants. It seems that noted Polish astronomer Johann Elvidius turned his attention to creating 10 new, or at least new for 1687, constellations, seven of which modern astronomers still use, including the aforementioned sextants. In 1679, Helios' house burned down, destroying his favorite sextant, an instrument used to measure things in the sky. He must have really liked that lost sextant, because he named a small triangle of stars as the new constellation Sexton. None of those stars are very bright at all, and there's really nothing cool to look at there as far as we know. It's not nearly as interesting as the constellation Leo the Lion directly above it, and heck, the stars are so dim you can't even see them from a city. So skip sextants, and you'll have some extra time to look up at more interesting things. If you'd like to take a closer look at sextant for some reason, or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado, except at sextant.